I would like an explanation to how an individual's name that I removed from Community Bank Schedule E, the ACH authorized signature form, got re-signed and delivered to the bank without my knowledge. Purpose of this form is for the bank. They use it for calling and verifying the total amount that's to be transmitted out for payroll. I made the decision to remove this individual's name after discussion with the county auditor, because this individual is, one, not an elected official, two, is not bonded, and she is the one who's preparing payroll. I did this as part of the security imbalances checks that we do. I don't have any checks in my office. I can't write a check and I can't sign it. They're in the clerk's office. That's a security measure.
But you have the report and you have the verification form that you signed, correct?
Right.
Okay.
But by doing so, this protects the county. And I personally removed this person's name from that form in front of you, Ms. Gooden.
She did.
Commissioner Gooden. Mm-hmm. And you witnessed it. And then as the county treasurer, I'm the one who's bonded and responsible for this bank account. And I want an answer from the county commission. Who added this individual's name back on this form and took it to the bank? And why was this done without my knowledge?